I'll say this much. Detective training obviously enables you to figure out how to get onto a roof fast. Josephine simply walks over to the ladder nestling in a corner between one wall and a battered filing cabinet and pulls it out. This what you're looking for? Yeah, thanks. She passes it to me and I fumble with it for a moment, figuring out how to set it up. Then another moment, juggling the multi-tool and the half-consumed pigeon's foot and looking at the ladder dubiously. Give me those, she says. But listen, I'm the one who deals with idiot vandals and climbs around on pitched roofs looking for broken skylights, okay? And, she glances at the door, if I mess up, you can phone your boss and let him know what's happening. Oh, I mumble, then hand her the gadgets and hold the ladder steady while she swarms up it like a circus acrobat. A moment later, there's a noise like a herd of baby elephants thudding on the rooftop as she scrambles across to the camera mount. The camera may be on a moving platform, but there's a limit to how far it can depress, and clearly she's right below the azimuth platform. Just as long as she isn't visible to both the traffic camera out back and the schoolyard monitor out front. More shaking, then there's a loud clack, and the porter cabin lights go out. A second or two later, she reappears, feet first, through the opening. Right, that should do it, she says. I shorted the power cable to the platform. Hey, the lights! I think you shorted a bit more than that. I hold the ladder as she climbs down. Now, we've got an immobilized one up top, that's good. Let's see if we can find the controller. A quick search of the hut reveals a bunch of fun stuff I hadn't been expecting, like an ADSL line to the regional police IT hub, a PC running some kind of terminal emulator, and another dedicated machine with the cameras showing overlapping windows on screen. I could kiss them. They may have outsourced the monitoring to private security firms, but they've kept the hardware all on the same backbone network. The blinking lights are beeping and twittering like crazy, as everything's now running on backup battery power, but that's okay. I pull out a breakout box and scramble around under a desk until I've got my palm top plugged into the network hub to sniff packets. Barely a second later, it dings at me. Oh, lovely. So much for firewalled up to the eyeballs. I unplug and surface again, then scroll through the several hundred screenfuls of unencrypted bureaucratic computerese my network sniffer has grabbed. That looks promising. I wouldn't go outside just yet, but I think we're going to be all right. Explain. She's about 10 centimeters shorter than I am, but I'm suddenly aware that I'm sharing the porter cabin with an irate, wet detective inspector who's probably a black belt at something or other lethal and who is just about to really lose her cool. You've got about 10 seconds from now to tell me everything. Or I'm calling for backup and warrant card or no, you are going in a cell until I get some answers. Capiche? I surrender. I don't, really, but I point at my palm top. It's a fair cop, Gov. Look, someone's been too clever by half here. The camera up top is basically a glorified webcam. I mean, it's running a web server and it's plugged into the constabulary's intranet via broadband. Every 10 seconds or so, a program back at HQ polls it and grabs the latest picture, okay? That's in addition to whatever the guy downstairs tells it to look at. Anyway, someone else just sent it an HTTP request with a honking great big file upload attached. And I don't think your IT department is in the habit of using South Korean primary schools as proxy servers, are they? And a compromised firewall, no less. Lovely. Your cameras may have been ownzored by a fucking script kiddie, but they're not as fucking smart as they think they are. Otherwise, they'd have fucking stripped off the fucking refer-aheaders, wouldn't they? I stop talking and make sure I've saved the log file somewhere secure. Then, for good measure, I email it to myself at work. Right. So I know their IP address, and it's time to locate them. It's the work of about 30 seconds to track it to a dial-up account on one of the big national ISPs, one of the free anonymous ones. If you want to help, you could get me an S22 disclosure notice for the phone number behind this dial-up account. Then we can persuade the phone company to tell us the street address and go pay them a visit and ask why they killed our friend with a keyring. My hands are shaking from the adrenaline high, and I am beginning to feel angry. Not just an ordinary day-to-day pissed-off feeling, but the kind of true and brutal rage that demands revenge. Killed? Oh. She opens the door an inch and looks outside. She looks a little grey around the gills, but she doesn't lose it. Tough woman. It's Scorpion Stare. Look, S-22 data disclosure order first. It's a fucking murder investigation now, isn't it? Then we go visiting. But we're going to have to make out like it's accidental, or the press will come trampling all over us and we won't be able to get anything done. I write down the host name while she gets on the mobile to head office. The first sirens start to wail even before she picks up my note and calls for medical backup. I sit there staring at the door, contemplating the mess, my mind whirling. Tell the ambulance crew it's a freak lightning strike, I say as the thought takes me. You're already in this up to your ears. We don't need to get anyone else involved. Then my phone rings.
This ends Disc 8.